Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord, glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today. We are continuing to share with you on the subject of overcoming rebellion and stubbornness in your life. If one is rebellious, they are resisting the authority of God's Word. What are you supposed to do? Be obedient to God. How do you do that? By putting God's Word first place, final authority in your life, and choosing to obey, do what He tells you to do. One who is rebellious also opposes God's control in their life. They want to be in control. Well, we're not going to be in control. We're going to yield to Him because you have a spiritual authority over you at all times, whether you realize it or not. You're either yielding to the Lord or you're yielding to the devil. If you're not yielding to God's Word and letting Him be in control, then you are letting the devil operate in your life. Stubbornness is one who refuses to yield. They refuse to comply. They're determined to have their own way. They're selfish. They want to do what they want to do. It's amazing how many Christians refuse to yield to God's Word. They kind of play pick and choose at God's Word. I like this and I'll do that. I don't think I want to do that. Or this kind of shove it aside and just pass right on over that. No, we need to be yielded unto the Lord. We've got to be yielded and be one who complies with His Word. We deny ourselves. That's what's important. If you're going to follow Jesus, you've got to deny yourself. And you're determining, I'm not going to have my own way. I'm going to follow Him at His way. Well, we talked in the last two broadcasts about how they rebelled against God. In Numbers chapter 20, verse 24, they entered not into the promised land, which is us entering into our promised land, the promises of God, because they rebelled against His Word at the water of Meribah. That's why Aaron didn't go in. You better obey God's Word or you won't see the promises come to pass. In Numbers 14:19, because of fear, they would not attack the enemy and fight, and that was rebellion. You can't use anything that the enemy brings at you as an excuse. Don't use fear as an excuse. God said, fear not. He's not giving you the spirit of fear. He's giving you authority over that thing. Anything the enemy brings against you, you resist it. You cast it out. You come against it and do what God's Word says. Otherwise, we're actually in rebellion to God's Word because we're not submitting to it. Deuteronomy 1:26, they wouldn't go up and fight. If you won't go up and fight the good fight of faith, you are in rebellion to God. Deuteronomy 1:43, here it said He spoke to them, but they wouldn't hear, and they went out and did what they wanted to do presumptuously, and they didn't win their battle. If you won't obey God, if you won't listen to Him, you'll probably walk in lots of ways that'll cause you destruction. You better hear what God says. Quit following your own way, because you're going to reap what you sow. You sow to the flesh, walking after your way instead of God's. You're going to reap corruption in your life. Also, in Deuteronomy chapter 9, we saw unbelief and not hearkening unto God's Word was rebellion, and they did not overcome the enemy. They were continually rebelled against Him, and they did not possess the land that God told them to. In Joshua 22:16, they built an altar for themselves. That was idolatry, and that was rebellion and stubbornness against the Lord. Don't build your own altar. Don't serve self. Instead, yield to Him. Don't serve anything else other than the Lord your God. Judges 2:19, they were following in the ways of their fathers. This shows the effect of the inherited generational curses. They were just following after the same way. And you've got to break these curses. Turn away from them. Cast out the spirits so that they're not working against you to lead you in this way. Otherwise, you'll corrupt yourself. In fact, they corrupted themselves more than their fathers in ceasing not from doing their own thing and from their own stubborn way. 1 Samuel 15:23, it says, rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. Rebellion is not witchcraft, but it is as the sin of witchcraft. Witchcraft wants to be in control and to have power. That's what rebellion does. Rebellion says, I want to be in control, and I'm going to have power over my life and my decisions. Are you yielded to the Lord? Who's really in charge of your life? Think about that. Is the Lord in charge of your life? Or are you in control? If you're in control, then you are in rebellion because you're not doing what God says. You've got to turn away and deny yourself. Stubbornness is iniquity. It's wicked and it's idolatry because it is serving self. It is total selfishness to be stubborn. You are refusing to yield and obey God. Learn to be yielded unto Him. Learn to be obedient to Him so He can bring His blessings. Of course, what happened? He got rejected. He was rejected from being king because he rejected following God's ways. We saw that scripture in 2 Chronicles 36:13, where they were stiff-necked and hardened. A person that's headstrong, a person that's hard-headed, that's not yielded, that person has rebellion and stubbornness, and you better purge it out of your life. You better let go of that hardening. That deceitfulness of sin works through that hardening. Don't be stiff-necked, and that will hinder you from walking in the ways of God, and you won't possess the promise as long as you do that. In Nehemiah 9:26, we saw that scripture where they were disobedient, rebelled against God, and they cast the law behind their backs. That speaks of a person, they knew it, but they cast it behind their backs. They ignored it. They decided to do what they wanted to do anyway. And this speaks of the person that says, I know the Word says this, but, and here comes all their unbelief, or here comes their justification, or rationalizing, or their excuse for what they want to do. That is rebellion. That is disobedience. They rebelled and they disobeyed. They cast the law behind their back. When you know God's Word, you better learn to do it. If you say, I know the Word says this, but, you are in rebellion and disobedience. Psalm 78, verse 7 and 8, it said there, the fact that they were stubborn and rebellious because they set not their heart aright, and their spirit was not steadfast with God. If you don't set your heart aright and be steadfast in the ways of God, you'll be stubborn and you'll be rebellious. That shows the fact that you really haven't denied yourself and you really are still resisting God's authority in your life. You've got to overcome that. You're not going to see God's blessings until you learn to obey Him and do what He tells you to do. Psalms 107 verse 11, they rebelled against the words of God, condemned the counsel of the Most High. They wouldn't listen to His counsel. Same thing in Isaiah 31. They wouldn't take the counsel of the Lord. They took the counsel of whatever they wanted to do. They were rebellious children. And if you don't listen to God's counsel, you walk in the counsel of the ungodly, you're going to add sin unto sin. In Isaiah chapter 65, we see a scripture. It says, I've spread out my hands all the day unto a rebellious people, which walketh in a way that was not good after their own thoughts. This is very important. You need to realize that all the thoughts that come to you are not coming from the Lord. In fact, probably a majority of the thoughts that come to you are not coming from the Lord. They're coming from the flesh. They're coming from the activity of demonic spirits. And they are trying to lead you in a path contrary to God's Word. It said they were walking in a way that was not good after their own thoughts. You know, we've got to learn to think on good things. We've got to learn to submit our mind to the Word of God. The thoughts that come into your mind that are not in line with God, you need to cast them down. You need to take them captive. You need to cast down those imaginations in your own mind and bring into captivity every thought to the Word of God. If you walk after your own thoughts, you are in rebellion to God, and you are not going to see the prosperity of God and the blessings of God in your life. Here in Jeremiah 5:23, it says the people had a revolting and rebellious heart. And so they just went their own way. A rebellious heart on the inside. You know, some people can just go along and they do things because they know they ought to or have to, or they do it when they're around other people, but they really have a rebellious attitude within their heart. They don't do things from their heart. If you don't do things from your heart, you're not going to see the victory. You're not going to see the fruit in your life. It's very important that you do things from your heart, like forgiveness. You can just go through the motions and forgive a person, but if you don't forgive them from your heart, you really haven't forgiven them, and you're going to be turned over to the tormentors in your life. In Ezekiel chapter 20, in verse 8, it says, they rebelled against me and would not hearken unto me. They did not every man cast away the abominations of their eyes, neither did they forsake the idols of Egypt. The abomination of their eyes means that they kept looking at things that they shouldn't have looked at. What do you watch on TV? Do you go and watch those movies and see all the adultery and the fornication and see the violence and the murder and the hatred and all the things that it teaches you? You better watch what you put before your eyes. You better watch what you watch on TV, because much of it is an abomination. They also didn't forsake the idols of Egypt. Egypt is a type of the world. If you are walking after the ways of the world, and you're looking to the world as a source, then it becomes an area of idolatry, and that is rebellion against God. And what happened? Because he goes on in verse 13 and says, the house of Israel rebelled against me in the wilderness. They walked not in my statutes. They despised my judgments. You better walk in God's word. Don't despise his judgments. God's judgments are just. Praise God. And it's important that we submit unto him and do what he says. Don't rebel. Don't be stubborn. Be obedient and be yielded unto him. In Daniel chapter 9, they said, we've sinned, we've committed iniquity. It said that we've rebelled even by departing from thy precepts and from thy judgments. Many people have walked in the word of God for a while, but then they turned away. They've departed from it. Are you walking in the word of God the way that you have in the past? Or have you compromised? Have you drawn back? Have you mixed some sin in or mixed some ways of the world in your life? If not, if you've done so, then you are opening up the door for the enemy. You need to turn away from it. Turn away from it. You know, even though you've rebelled against him, God's a God of forgiveness. It goes on in verse 9. It says, to the Lord our God belong mercies and forgiveness. Even though, here it says, though we've rebelled against him. If you rebelled against him, God's a God of forgiveness and mercy. Remember Jonah? He rebelled against God, but the mercy of God was available, and he came and received the mercy of God and came out of that fish's belly. God is a God who will forgive you of your rebellion and your stubbornness if you truly repent. And what do we need to do? We've got to confess the sin of rebellion and stubbornness and receive forgiveness and repent, turn around, put God's word first place, and choose God's way, and you will receive the mercy of God. God will turn things around. He sets before you life and death, blessing and cursing, and he wants you to choose the right way. Don't continue in that way of rebellion. Don't continue in that way of stubbornness. You're going to reap a lot of destruction down the line. You know, what you sow, you're going to reap. You may think you're getting away with it right now, but no, God's not mocked. What a man sows, he's going to reap. Turn away from it. Be obedient and be yielded unto the Lord. Well, we have a tape that we want to offer to you. It's called Overcoming Rebellion and Stubbornness. Our tape is $2. All of our tapes were just $2. If you'd like to get it, write me, David Middleton, 23 Morse Road, Columbus, Ohio, 43214, or give me a call at area code 614-268-9673, and we will get it to you. Look forward to seeing you on the next broadcast. God bless you.